Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life, because life is difficult and it has many challenges. And we cannot solve every problem, but we can make life better if we have the right strategies, and I'm here to help you do that. Today, I want to talk about the very important topic of making good decisions. Now, sometimes decision-making comes easy, and the small and everyday decisions, it just comes natural. But there are some big decisions of life. There are some life-altering decisions, and these can be nerve-wracking. These can bring a lot of stress, a lot of indecisiveness, and it's important for us to have the skills to make good and wise decisions. Sometimes when we get under stress and we're not exactly sure what to do, maybe we just leave things to chance. Or maybe we just follow someone else's decision, even if it's not good for us. Maybe we just guess at it and hope for the best. But there are better strategies than that to making good decisions. So today I want to give you 5 strategies that can help you make good and wise decisions in those important turning points of life. I found a great article that summarized this quite well on corporatewellnessmagazine.com. And so I want to share with you some of these strategies for making sure we are able to make good decisions. The first strategy is to identify your goal. Now that sounds easy enough, but when you really think about it, many people struggle to just define what the goal is. One of the most difficult questions in life is, what do you want? When you're trying to make a decision in a particular area, why is that a problem that even needs to be solved? Why are you even addressing this issue? Why is it important? What is it you hope will come from this decision? What do you want in this situation? This can be much more difficult to define than some people realize. And when we start thinking through it, we may realize that our goals are completely irrational. For instance, we might be looking at making some decisions within our job and we're struggling with it, and we start to think, what is my goal here? What is it I want to really accomplish? And we may start to realize as we reflect on that is, I want everyone to like me. I want everyone I meet all the time to like me, and so I want to do a job that everyone likes me all the time. And I want to do things in my line of work that make me internationally popular all the time with everyone. Now, we don't usually say it out loud like that, but within us, there are some people that are really people pleasers. They want to be liked by everybody, and that becomes the goal. And unless we define that, we don't even know it sometimes. We don't even realize that we're being motivated by that. But when we start to think about it and we realize it, that's completely irrational. We're not going to be liked by everybody all the time forever. That can't happen. And so we certainly shouldn't make career goals based on this desire to be liked by everyone. And so that's why it's important to identify specifically what is it you want, why is that important, what do you hope to get out of this process. And when we're really honest with ourselves, we might realize we've got unrealistic goals that are impossible, or we've got goals that are too short term in our focus, that we need to think longer term. Identifying the goal can really make things clear on what direction we need to go. It sounds easy, but it's not. It takes real serious thought and reflection to identify, what is it that I want? Why is this important? What do I hope to achieve from it? What do I really want? The second strategy, once we have defined the goal, we need to gather information. Good decisions usually aren't made in some sort of quick knee-jerk reaction, some sort of gut feeling. Now that can work sometimes, especially with things that are not particularly important, but in the big things of life, We really need to gather information, find out what our options are, have all of our options available to us, and to seek the opinion of other people. If it's an important decision, the people who care about us should be in on that decision. The people who have our best interests at heart. And so our friends, our family, those that we know really care about it. Not just anyone's opinion, not just putting things on Facebook and seeing what people say, but the people who really care about us, who have our best interest at heart, we need to speak with them about this decision. We might also need professional experts in an area. We might need to talk to doctors or lawyers or counselors or some sort of expert, accountant. Whatever the decision might be, we might need an expert in that area to gather all the information. We should never make big decisions out of our own ego, thinking, I know what's best, I don't need to talk to other people. None of us know what is best in every scenario. None of us know everything. All of us make mistakes. And so it's important in a decision-making process to gather all the information, all the different alternatives, and to seek the opinions of people that we trust, people who care about us, who have our best interest at heart, and experts in the particular field that we're involved in that can help us gather the resources, see what our options are, and help us make the best decision possible. So we need to define our goal, and then we need to gather information within that spectrum, within that area, particularly from experts in that area and from people who care about us, to make sure we're getting all the realistic options available to us. The third strategy is to consider all the consequences. Look long term. Sometimes we get so focused on making the decision right now, we don't really look long term and think, what ripple effects is this decision potentially going to have? What are the consequences of this decision down the road? What can I speculate reasonably will happen if I do this versus if I do that? And try to look not just at what do I need to do in the moment, but look long term. It's important to think about the effect of this decision on your future, not just what do I do in this moment to get this decision off of the table, to get this decision made and move on, but really think through the effects of it, the potential effects of it. Of course, we can't foresee the future. We're not mind readers. We are not prophets. We don't know exactly what will happen, but we can think and speculate, if I go down this road, what are the pros and cons? If I make this decision, what are the potential pros and cons of this versus the consequences of a different decision? And so consider those consequences, not just the decision in front of you, but the potential consequences, the pros and cons of each possible decision. The fourth strategy is to make the decision. Now, again, that sounds obvious, but for a lot of people, that is a very difficult step in the process. Sometimes we get so caught up in thinking about it and pondering it and talking about it and discussing it and looking at the options and trying to define what it is we want to accomplish that we just get bogged down and never actually make a decision. All these steps in the process are important. It's important to identify the goal. It's important to gather the information and talk with people. It's important to look at the possible pros and cons, the various consequences. All that is important, but it all must lead to a decision. At some point, the decision has to be made. There are people that just get caught up in the process and it becomes endless, and they never actually make a decision. Sometimes the anxiety of making that decision gets the best of us and we just keep procrastinating. Sometimes the various options all have difficult consequences. Some decision-making processes don't have a perfect solution. Sometimes all the options available to us have difficulties. They are difficult options. They have downsides to every possible option we can make. That's part of the decision-making process in some cases, is to make the best decision, not the perfect decision, because the perfect decision may not be available. If we have certain problems in life, there's just no perfect solution. We just have to make the best decision available. We have to make the best decision we can under the circumstances at the time. A perfect solution may not be available. And so when it's not, just make the best decision that we can. Get all the information you can, talk to the people, figure out what your goal is. But ultimately, even in the midst of anxiety, and even though you know it's not a perfect decision, make the decision, the best one available to you at the time. And the fifth strategy is to evaluate that decision as you go forward. Very few decisions in life are absolutely permanent and unable to be altered. We can usually steer a little bit left or right in most decisions. We can kind of move and alter and maybe even change our mind. Very few things in life are absolutely unalterable. And so continue to evaluate. Continue to look for nuances and minor elements of that decision that might be able to be changed and altered as you go along. And sometimes we will have to admit, I made a bad decision. I did the best I could. I talked to people. I looked at all the consequences. I defined my goal, but ultimately, because I'm not perfect, because we all make mistakes, I made a bad decision. So I need to make a different decision now. I need to change my mind and make a new decision. That's part of the evaluation process. We hope to not make the wrong decision, but sometimes we do. And we don't need to be egotistical about that. Part of the evaluation process is to say, I messed up. I made a mistake, and I need to make a different decision. But we don't necessarily have to change our mind in every decision. We can alter it a bit. We can navigate within that decision as we continue to evaluate and as the reality of that decision unfolds. That takes some patience. That takes continuing to engage in that decision-making process. But ultimately, it tends to get us to a better place as we keep our minds engaged, we continue to talk to people, and we don't just stop the decision-making process after the decision is made, but we continue to evaluate and think and discuss and navigate through those decisions of life. And as I said, sometimes, hopefully not often, but sometimes we just have to change our mind because we made a mistake. If we follow this kind of process, we'll tend to make good decisions. We define our goal, we gather our information, we consider the long-term pros and cons and consequences, we make the decision, even if it's stressful to do so, and then we continue to evaluate it, navigate through that process, and when necessary, admit our mistake and change our mind. Hopefully that one won't come along too often, but it can, and that's part of the evaluation process. If you follow these strategies, you're going to be a better decision maker. Thank you for listening. I want you to know this show is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to help make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. You can find this and other color radio programs by going to radiocolor.cz. And of course, I invite you to my website at markahicks.com. I do appreciate you listening. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and I know that life is difficult, but it can be better when we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.